You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings. Everyone, welcome to the Little Seedling Show. I'm your host, Monica. Do you know what we're going to do today? We're going to learn about a snake in the garden. But first, boys and girls, what do all good things begin with? A prayer! Repeat after me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today so that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. We love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. A snake in the garden. Genesis 3. God made a garden so lovely and fair. There were plants and animals everywhere. And Adam and Eve were happy there. "You have all you need," God told them one day, "as long as you heed the words that I say. Here in the garden, there is a tree, and the fruit on that tree looks as nice as can be. But don't eat the fruit, and I'll tell you why. If you eat that fruit, you will surely die." Adam and Eve were glad to obey. They lived in the garden day after day. But when the crafty snake came on by, it spoke to Eve and said, "Oh my, did God really say that? You must obey? I think you should try some. Anyway." Eve looked up and saw the tree. The fruit was lovely as it could be. Should she pick some? Should she eat? Should she have this special treat? Or should she turn away her head and just believe what God had said? The crafty snake was very sly. He knew just how to tell a lie. "Eat the fruit and you will see how much like God you'll come to be." Eve reached out and took a bite. Adam knew it wasn't right, but he ate some just the same. Then he heard God call his name. God was sad with Adam and Eve. "You disobeyed, so you must leave. You can't come back to your garden home, but I will go with you wherever
wherever you roam.
Boys and girls, this was the story of Adam and Eve and how they disobeyed God's will for them. Boys and girls, at times we disobey God and what He asks us to do. But thanks to Mother Mary, who became the new Eve when she said yes to having baby Jesus, she crushed the head of the snake. And when Jesus was born, that's why He had to die. He had to die because of Adam and Eve's sin and for all the sins of all the people in the world. So now, boys and girls, we can say we're sorry to God and He forgives us and we can have everlasting life. Boys and girls, isn't our God so lovely and merciful and amazing, all incredible? Yes, He is, and we must give Him praise all the time, for He is worthy of all our praise, the Almighty One, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, were made in the image of God.
Now Adam, he was the first one around. God made him from the dust of the ground. He gave him a job and He gave him his life, but he didn't yet have a wife. Now it wasn't good for Adam to be all alone in the garden, you see. So God put Adam in a real deep sleep. He didn't even need to count sheep. God took a rib from Adam's side, formed it real nice, and He made him a bride. When Adam awoke, he was real pleased.
Woo!
That's how the Lord made Eve.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, we're made in the image of, made in the image of, made in the image of God.
Boys and girls, now we're going to listen to the five-finger prayer of Pope Francis. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
The five-finger prayer. Thumb. Your thumb is the closest to you. Pray for those closest to you, your loved ones. For example, mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather. Who will you pray for? Pointer. The pointer finger reminds us of those who instruct. Pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal. For example, teachers, doctors, and ministers. Who will you pray for? Tallest. The tallest finger reminds us of our leaders, those who are in charge. Pray for important leaders in your life. For example, the president, officers, and school principal. Who will you pray for? Ring. Did you know that the ring finger is our weakest finger? Pray for those who are weak, poor, in trouble, or sick. Who will you pray for? Pinky. The pinky is the smallest finger. Pray for your needs last, because your prayers should be more about others. What will you pray for? Palm. Give thanks for all of the blessings you have been given. What are you thankful for?
Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving me your all. When I grow up, I will still be serving you. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I'll never forget you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great! Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome! And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're gonna play our final song and we want you to wiggle.
Safe in the Savior's hands. your sun down and set me free. Everything of this world will fade. I'm pressing on till I see your face. I will live that your will be done. I won't stop till your kingdom.
Enjoyed today's program. It was so nice to spend this time with you. Until next time, I'm Monica. See you later. Bye. You have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.